School of Grace, Lesson 4, The Reasons We Were Redeemed. Titus chapter 2:14, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. The School of Grace continues to teach us, and Lesson 4 is the reason he redeemed us. To be redeemed is to be purchased off the market. In the Old Testament, Boaz was the kinsman redeemer of Ruth. He bought all that pertained unto Naomi and raised up seed unto Elimelech's house. It was an honorable thing to do, to go from being beggars, as they were, and having nothing, to possessing all things. So then Christ, being our great kinsman redeemer, purchased us and gave us an inheritance, but he had reason to redeem us. He gave himself for us. We were ready to perish, but he gave himself. And we must always remember that we did not receive a get-out-of-hell free card. But Christ went through the hell and the wrath of God for us. Christ paid the price with his own precious blood. The only acceptable sacrifice is Jesus Christ the Lord, that he might redeem us from all iniquity. Christ did not come to save men to continue in their sins, but from their sins. He delivered us from the guilt, bondage, and slavery of sin, to purify unto himself a peculiar people. All the world is a slave to sin. All the world lives according to the course of this world, to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. But Christ saved you to be different. Do you embrace that? Do you shun and reject that? Are you ashamed to be different? You've been born with spiritual DNA from above to be different. He saved you for purity, and Christ is the only purifier of men. He is it, the only one, and praise be to his name, he is ever able to save them to the uttermost. And he has done it. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He saved you to purify you, and for you to be peculiar. That word peculiar means you are his own possession. He saved you to be close to you, to love you, to have communion with you. Just like when Israel was to be his and his alone, so you are to be his and his alone. Saved, you are redeemed to be zealous unto good works, having a zeal to do all the works that God deems good in his word, the works that accompany eternal life, the works that you were predestined to be conformed to in the image of Christ. That work that you were foreordained that you should walk in. The works that Christ did here. That is the purpose of this grace that was given unto you. It was not given so you could gloat about going to heaven, though you should rejoice that your names are written in heaven, but that you should be about your Father's business. And what is the Father's business? What is the work? It's nothing more than the souls of men. It is nothing more than you and I being about the souls of men. Yes, we're to live our lives holy and separated and sanctified, but the purpose of that is to bring honor and glory to the Father, that men would see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven, not glorify us. The glory that we'll receive will come in another life. But here, we must be about our Father's business, and our Father's business is reaching the souls of men. Jesus came that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Lord, help us to be about the souls of men, for that is why you saved us, to be zealous of good works.